Is it that you want your partner to change, or are you looking for permission and acceptance from your partner because you want to change? There's a big difference between these two. And pushing your partner into doing something that they don't want to do can usually end in disaster. We all as humans need validation, but don't wait on your partner to be the person that you want to be. You don't need their permission to grow. The only thing that you need is for them to accept the fact that you're going to grow. You certainly don't need them to grow with you. And depending on what kind of relationship you have, you may be able to be just as happy as you were being the person that you want to be, than having to try to force your partner into being someone that they're not because you really are looking for their permission. Hi, my name is Erin, and welcome to the next episode of the Erotic Renaissance podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. So this episode is going to be about what happens when you want to grow and your partner does not, whether it's spiritually, whether it's mentally, whether you're trying to get a house, a car, or you're trying to, you know, grow with your opinions about your spirituality. What exactly happens when you're in a relationship with someone and you want to grow into something and this person seems like they are not on the same page? I have definitely been through this situation many times before. I can even say that I'm kind of going through that now, and I want to explain how I've been dealing with it, how I've been, you know, dealing with feeling like I have all this growth potential and sometimes dealing with someone who is not necessarily on the same page as me or doesn't even want the same things as me. So I want to start with, in a lot of relationships, especially if you're a woman and you're in a relationship with a man, we can sometimes want to force someone to do the things that we want them to do. You know, we want a particular thing, or we want to explore spirituality, or we want to explore something, and then we end up trying to force our partner to do that. And we can't force anyone to do something that they don't want to do. You know, that old saying, you know, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't force it to drink, has some truth to it. You can present your arguments. You can tell your partner why they should be doing something. You could tell them this is, you know, important. You can try to force them, but at the end of the day, if your partner is not ready for that, if they don't want that, if it's not interesting to them, then they don't have to do it. And they shouldn't have to do it. I think often sometimes the same things that we like our partners for in the beginning can end up being a detriment later on in the relationship. You might have liked the fact that your partner was super carefully free and didn't care about anything in the beginning of the relationship. And now you kind of want to settle down, and that's becoming a problem. Or your partner would have liked the fact that, or maybe you liked the fact that your partner was super organized, and now you're just like, I want to kind of be a free spirit. I want to explore the world. These are kind of the growing pains that we go through when we're in long-term relationships. So the first question that I would ask you is, can you accept this person the way that they are right now? If you knew that there was going to be absolutely 100% no changes, this person will be exactly the same way as they are right now, would you be able to accept them? Honestly, often we get into relationships with people because we're dating their potential. We're thinking about, oh, you know, what is this person going to be when they graduate, when they get that job, when they do that? And if you think about that, that's not right, you know? If we were to take that and turn it on its head, and we were to take that same situation and put it into a situation where a man was like, you know, right now she's this weight, but I'm hoping in the beginning in their relationship she'll be another weight and she'll look another way, we'd be like, whoa, like that's kind of shitty. Like, if you can accept me for how I am, then maybe you don't deserve me at all. And it's kind of the same thing, right? We can't date potential. We can't date something that doesn't exist. We are in a relationship with a person. We're not in a relationship with what that person can be in the future. So you have to ask yourself, is the way this person is right now something that I want to deal with? Is it something that I can see myself being in a relationship? If I could take away any potential for growth. If it is, then okay. And then you can start working on different things and working on yourself. If it's not, then you got to reevaluate the relationship and your reasons for being in it. And if, even if you want to be in it in the first place. Now, another dynamic that I see when it comes to having your partner grow, but, you know, wanting your partner to grow, but that person doesn't seem like they are growing, is that sometimes we can wait for permission with our partners to feel comfortable growing. This is really especially true for people who are women in relationship with men. Sometimes we're looking for our partner's validation, and underneath that pushing, underneath that, I need you to do this, I need you to do this, I need you to try this, I need you to get that job, to get that thing, is almost like this need to go and do it ourselves. And we're needing validation from that person that they're going to still accept us if we decide that we're going to grow. So a question that I would ask myself, and that I do ask myself, is this person truly holding me back, or am I holding back for this person? I'm going to say that again. Is this person truly holding me back, or am I holding back because of this person? Because I think that they're not going to love me anymore. Because I think that they're going to think I'm crazy because I'm doing all this witch stuff now. Because I think they might change their mind about how they care about me in the future. Because I think they might end up, they may feel emasculated. Am I taking my fears and putting it on my partner? Am I taking my fears and going, you know, I think that, you know, I think you should grow because I feel as though I need that validation. And at the end of the day, like, do you actually really need that? Like, let's say you want to go off to college, you know, let's say you want to study abroad and your partner wants to stay at home. Right? And you want your partner to come with you, but they don't want to come with you because that's not the kind of person they are. Are you looking for their validation? Are you looking for them to give you the, you know, the thumbs up on wanting to move away? And you think by forcing them to move away with you, that that's going to get take that fear away. It happens all the time in relationships that we always want to grow in different ways. It's like you're dating different people. You know, you start out dating one type of person who is this very, you know, and like even maybe you start out and you want kids in a marriage, and then you realize halfway through the relationship that's not working. So you end up having to get to know your partner all over again, get to know your dynamic all over again. Which can be really, really, really scary. But the key to this is to work on that fear and to focus on getting the thing done. Like, if you want to explore spirituality and your partner doesn't want to explore spirituality, doesn't mean that you can't explore spirituality. Don't wait for them to give you permission to explore spirituality. Don't wait for them to give you permission to study abroad. Don't wait for them to give you permission to make lots and lots of money. You don't need their permission. It would be easier if they wanted to do that too, but it doesn't mean that you can't have a relationship with them. It doesn't mean that you can't be in love. It doesn't mean that you can't, you know, build a life with this person. What it does mean is that you might have different priorities. And if that pulls you apart, that's a really scary thing. But you have to give that person the opportunity to work with you on that. You can't just assume that it's going to pull you apart, especially if it's something that you have never done before, right? So, like I said, oftentimes when we want to push our partner into doing something or being something, the underlying fear is that, you know, this person will accept me if I'm at this level. And, you know, there's a need of validation. underneath that and a need for this person's permission. Like, you want this person's permission to go and be successful. You don't need this person's permission to go and be successful. So what do you need to do? You need to focus on yourself, right? You want to study abroad? Go study abroad. See what happens. See how it affects the relationship. You want to get into spirituality? Then see how it affects the relationship. Be the initiator. You know, you want your partner to be more spiritual, but they don't want to be more spiritual. You're going to have a much better chance of allowing them to be more spiritual if they just see you doing it, right? Instead of trying to force them to do it. Because once you get to the point where you're trying to force them to do it, you're trying to argue with them to do it, you're trying to tell them that they need to do this, and then you put that person on the defensive. We as humans tend to be a lot more defensive when someone is trying to force us to do something that we don't want to do than if we were just to allow this person to come to their own conclusions. You could see this a lot. I don't know where you lean in the political spectrum. Obviously, I'm hella liberal. But, you know, if you argue with someone from a different political side, they are going to be used to all of the different arguments that you're going to present. And they seem like these, you know, mind-blowing things to you. But when you try to argue with this person, it's like they're already on the defensive. They're already looking for ways to validate their experience. They're already looking for ways to validate their identity, because that's really kind of what it comes down to. Human beings are very much connected to their identity and the things that we have put around it that creates our identity. So if you're dealing with someone, you're in a relationship with your partner, and your partner's identity is polarized against things that you're trying to grow into, you attacking them, or you telling them it's stupid, or you telling them they need to do this and that and the third, is probably not going to work. Because it doesn't feel very comfortable for them, and you're rubbing up right against their identity. Therefore, because you're rubbing up against their identity, that's going to put them on the defense. Because nobody wants to feel like they're wrong. No one wants to feel like everything that they've been doing in their life is wrong. Nobody likes to feel that way. And often when we grow, that's something that we have to confront. That's what shadow work is, right? Looking at our belief systems, looking at our shadow, and integrating it back into our reality, back into ourselves, and realizing that the person that we thought we were is not actually who we are. And if someone's not there, you definitely cannot force them to be there. And even if you were to try to force them, it probably wouldn't work. They would probably just double down on whatever they were deciding that they needed to do. So instead, focus on yourself. Put the relationship to the test. Do the things that you want to do, and don't let this person stop you. Because at the end of the day, this person's actually not the one stopping you. You're the one that's stopping you. You're the one that's telling yourself, well, you know, my partner needs to support me fully for me to go off and do this. And there are going to be things in the relationship that come up where they're just not going to be fully supportive. You're not going to be fully supportive of everything that they're going to do. That's kind of the growing pains of being in a long-term relationship. So focus on yourself. Study abroad. Study spirituality. Do it anyway. See how it affects the relationship. You can't overcome something that you're never trying. You can't learn from something that you never put to the test. Now, there is sometimes where you do put the relationship to the test and you feel like you're starting to outgrow your partner. And that's super scary. In any long-term relationship, there is a possibility that you may be pulled apart for a number of reasons. Financial reasons, sexual reasons, where you're going in life, spirituality reasons, religious reasons. There are a lot of different things that could come up in a relationship that can pull things apart. And even though that's scary, that doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't try or that you shouldn't do what makes you happy. It really just depends on what your priority is. If you're the kind of person who prioritizes your romantic relationship over everything else, and something is getting in the way of that, maybe you do want to second guess the decisions that you're making that means that you're outgrowing your partnership. However, a lot of people are not like that. We have a lot of women who've been conditioned to believe that their whole entire existence of happiness is going to be a partner. And I've found through coaching a number of people and doing readings for a number of people and, you know, coaching at my other job, that that's not true. We all get happiness by being able to accomplish something. Having our hobbies, having our little problems, having our little things, fixing them. That's kind of what makes us happy, being able to self-actualize. So if the relationship is at this place where you feel like you can't self-actualize anymore because it's literally holding you back, this person really doesn't want you to explore these things. This person really is uncomfortable with you stepping out of your box and becoming the person that you want to be, which I was in a relationship like that before, where every time I had a new idea, my partner would be like, that's stupid. Like, don't do that. Like, just stay at the job. Just do this. Just do that. And none of that was making me happy. And he wasn't making me happy either. You know, part of the things that I realized that I really need in a partnership is my partner's support. I need them to support me in the things that I'm doing. I need them to think that they're cool. You know, I'm a Leo sun. I need the attention. I need to feel like I'm winning a little bit in my relationship. And if I'm not getting that, I can feel really sad. And I was in a relationship with someone who was really discouraging, who, you know, if I brought something to the table, they were just like, why can't you just work a job for the rest of your life like everybody else and just, you know, slave at the job and do that. And sometimes when you find yourself in relationships with people like that, you have to, you know, really sit there and think about like whether or not the relationship is serving you. Sometimes just being in love with someone is not enough. Sometimes the feeling is not enough. The thing that makes a relationship last for the long term is that you have to have a little bit of both. There has to be a physical attraction, unless you're asexual. There has to be some kind of emotional being in love with that person. And then there also has to be similar values. Like, do the things that I want in the world match up with the things that you want in the world? Do the way that I look at the world match up with the way that you look in the world? At least enough where we can see where each other is coming from. Because otherwise, what ends up happening is you get into a relationship with someone and then you realize that you have really nothing in common, nothing to talk about. And after the few years of exciting getting to know this person, that shit gets really old really fast. So if you're at a place where you want to grow and your partner doesn't want to grow and it feels like this person is just... It just feels as though this person is kind of stagnant, then you might need to question whether or not you and this person are a good fit. However, that is probably rarely the case. Often we push our partners into growing because we are looking for their validation and their permission to be the people that we want to be, because we're terrified that when we self-actualize that we will no longer be accepted by them. And when that happens, we have to really stop and think, okay, how much is this my partner and how much is this my fear? And try to separate that, because you don't need your partner's permission to be the person that you want to be. It would be nice. It would be good, but that's just not always how it's going to work. If there's something that you want to do within your life, you know, it would be a good time to just breathe through the fear and then go do that. And often a lot of times when you show your partner that you're living your life and you love yourself, you become way more attractive. You become, they will become interested in what you're interested in, because instead of trying to fight them and force them to do something that they don't want to do, they're just watching you reap the benefits of you doing something. And when we take our attention away from trying to push someone into something and we bring it back to ourselves, what ends up happening is they go, oh man, this is amazing. This person's doing it. Like, maybe I should try this. And that's kind of what you want in a relationship. What you don't want is for this person to feel like you're forcing them. And even if they did do it for you, would you truly be happy? If someone did change their entire life for you, if they did everything that you told them to do and changed everything about them because you told them to, would you really be happy in that relationship? Is that truly someone that you would want to be with? Because that also shows somebody who really lacks a lot of self-esteem and a lot of self-worth, and to the point where they're just allowing their partner to bully them or push them into doing things that they don't want to do, that doesn't feel truly aligned with their heart. So think about it from that perspective. You know, like, is it something, just because you want it doesn't mean that it's good for that person, and just because you want to do something doesn't mean that they need to do that thing. So this is just some food for thought when you go through this in your relationship. I'm kind of going through this right now, and I kind of had to sit myself down and be like, you know, is it that I need this person to be this kind of person, or is that I'm waiting for this person to give me permission to be the person that I want to be?